Look at the Birkas Shmuel. To pick up one of the points that he makes. Is Birkas Shmuel here? Left off yesterday, the machlok is between Sumchus and the Rabbanon. Sumchus says that Chatsi Nezik is Nezik Sholem, and Rabbanon says that it's Chatsi Nezik. And we pointed out how we can understand the machlok is in the context of the Shita Serambam, that there is no machlok is in Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. So we explained, using the Nusach of the Maris Chayis, that everybody must hold that there was some halacha l'moshe misina when it comes to tzroiris. And as Tosfos says in Yevamos, the Maris Chayis points out, Tosfos says in Yevamos, the Gemara says, so Tosfos says he doesn't mean that's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Because that couldn't be. It's an ayin zayinam at base. The imkein amay pola galei of Yehuda. If a person says, I have a Kabbalah, so there's no one to argue. So, and if you explained it greater b'harchava yesterday, she just said Rambam. So, what's the machlokes? So, following the approach that must have been halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, but there can be a machlokes on the details of the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, either because there can be a machlokes in the details of the din, just like there can be machlokes in the details of any din d'oraisa, or because of the Brisker Rav's comment in Yuma that we know that when it comes to shiurin, even the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, those are the halachas shenishtakchu, that are still being kenaz, had it put back. When you put back halachas, it means you're putting it back up isvara. We explained yesterday, so the machlekes between Sumchus and Rabbanon, we know that Rashi holds what the Rabbanon hold, that the svara chitzoina, the svara rishoina, would be that tzroiris are potter. Why would it be that way? So Birkas Shmuel explains, because tzroiris go one step beyond the tolda. So the Torah has to tell me what the tolda is. The tolda is the dvar madukim begufay, sarah. We explained yesterday. The toldas are items which I loaded up in this animal. So I become, it makes sense to reason, and I should have a chrayis for that shmira. But the next step, things that go beyond the varm ha'adukim begufay, so where would be the makor? Tim ha'chayiv, l'chash b'potter. So, that's the machlokes that the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai says, no one is chayiv. That told us include koichay. Maybe Sumchus would say that the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai is teaching me that the toldos that are listed are really a din of koichay. Maybe from me should be savara. Maybe that is a din of koichay. Uchav she'aleo, shlif she'aleo, from me should be tfiyah. So Sumchus says that's the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that Kadosh Baruch Hu says Kaich is Chayiv. And Chachamim said the halacha, that was what they reconstructed. That was their Kabbalah. There is Tzroiris is Chayiv. Now what's Pshat they were Chayiv? So Sumchus understood the Chiddush to be Chayiv Kenezek Sholem. So like the Briska Rav, Chayiv, once you know they're Chayiv, so it has to fit under one of the Ovis. No din that there's a different Ov. Chayiv, just like the Briska Rav explained, that once you have a Svaratim Chayiv, you have a Tzadashovatim Chayiv, so then it becomes incumbent upon Chazal to figure out exactly which category, which of the Ovis. So Sumcha says the halachal Moish Sinai was like the Tzad HaShoveh. The Talmid is a Chiyuv over here. Now, where does it fit into? No, it's Regel. Looks like Regel. It's Koyche the Regel. So it should be the Havol HaLoch is a Regel. And Chacham understood that the halachal Moish Sinai, this is what the Nusach Lebrik HaShmuel, halachal Moish Sinai was that there's a mazik called koichei de behema, koichei de mamoinei. It doesn't fit under any of the other others. It's a the lashon of the Birka Shmuel. It's that it's a new. That the halacha lemesh misinai was mechadish. The cave undo mazik mechudosh. Me halacha lemesh misinai. That's the. Okay, so what we're suggesting is that the machlekes between sumchas and chachamim, according to Rashi. Right, because Rashi had the girsa palga nizka. No, sorry, chatsi nezik tveris mamoina. So Rashi held that. Mitam Svara, I would not be Machayev. Halacha Lemeshin is Machayev. What was that Machayev? So, using the Neschois that we've learned already, building on all of the different blocks we have already. So the Briska Rav would say that Halacha Lemeshin, according to Sumchus, was like the Tzad HaShoveh. And according to Rabbanan, no, it's not like the Tzad HaShoveh. Chiyuv Chadash. We're not being instructed to fit it. That's the Chiddush of Halacha Moshe Sinai. We're not supposed to fit it into any of the previous Avos. Mazik Mechudash. He says that was the Iboy of Rava. Heyoiz, that it has new Gedarim. Rav Papa said that it's the Chiyuv Chadash, but it should have the din of Regel. Everybody holds it was Potter B'Shus HaRabim. That it was Mishalim and Aliyah. So now Rava's suffix is that din. So it's a new, I don't know where it fits, what does it fit into? What's Taka this din, or this new of? Is it Mishalim and Aliyah Megufay? The fact that it's Chatzi Nezek, as we explained yesterday, is that teaching me that it has some of the svaras of tam? Cheska shimor, it's the efshel lishmor, whatever. Or do I say that it's that this new of Torah wasn't megala? The Torah was not Megalitas. So if the Torah wasn't Megalitas, then it should be Me'aliyah. V'kavanosai shenistapik. This is the Lashon of the Birka Shmuel. V'kavanosai v'beyer din halacha. In gilsalonu halacha, the shor shehizik al yidei koichav kishor mamish, v'mkein lachayv nezik sholem. Oh, the halacha gilsa lonu dolehavi kishor mamish veinzarach lelechayiv klal. That's Rava Sofik and Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Before he says Hilchos Gemira lo. This line over here, Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Omer Rava. Rebbe Shmuel is addressing without articulating it. He's explaining he's answering the kasha of the Maariv Chayes also. Omer Abishal Mesumchas Kosover Koyche Kegufa Idami. That the halacha of Moshe Mesinai was Koyche Kegufa, that's the Chiddush. Elo Lerabbanon, what's the Safek? What's the halacha of Moshe Mesinai being Megala to me? Ikegufa Idami, Kuloi Nezek Boy Lishalim. If that's what it was, what's the Chazi Nezek? He loved Gagufa Idami. Chazi Nezek Namil Lishale. So what's the Chiddush? That was the Safek. Hodem Rava, Lorlan Kigufa Idami. And the Lachal of Moshe Mesinai was that it's Kigufa, but let's use the phrase Chos Rachmani. The Birkas Shmuel explains that is why the Rambam says that if a person does a Meshunah Dika Tzroiris, a strange form of Tzroiris. So the Rambam says that it's still a Tolda of Rega. Why shouldn't it be a Tolda of Karen, the Dover Meshunah? So he says, because Hey Yois, that the Kiddush Baruch Hu told me this it's a mazik, it's ke'ilu, there's a fifth mazik. So ein onu mashgichin klalim u urchei oy mishuna. Ubechlal inyan habi told oy mishuna ubechol inyan habi told the regular part of Mishnah Rab. Because once I say that Kiddush Baruch Hu was mechadesh, a new mazik, so to speak. So, why should I say, how am I to know that if it does this act and is mishuna, that it should not be in the same category? That's the nusach of the Birkas Shmuel. Birkas Shmuel makes two very important contributions to understanding of Chatzi Nezek Tzoris. One is he points out how it goes beyond the Tolda, and that's the basis for understanding that it should be Potter. And then number two, that once the Torah, once I have Halacha L'Mosh Mesinai L'Chayiv, so since it goes beyond the Tolda, it's got to be a Mechudesh Dika, a new category. So all of this works for Rashi and the Rambam. What about Tosfos? Tosfos holds that without the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, I would have been Chayiv anyways. I would have been Chayiv Nezek Sholim. And the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai is teaching me that it's Chatzi Nezek. And Tosfos and Gimel Beis. So, I've said over again now. So now, how do we understand this in light of the Kash the Maariv Chayes? That's question number one. Question number two is, so what's the? How do you explain the machlekes of Sumchus and Chachamim? According to Rashi and Rambam, we're saying everybody agreed there was a halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. They're arguing about the Gedorim. Everybody agrees it was a Chiddush. Koychay is Chayiv. Otherwise, Kechumay Potter. What was the extent of the Chiddush? Kinezek Sholei, like Regel, or a Mazik Chodesh. Good, everything's tight. Now we'll go back to Tosfos. Tosfos holds, without any Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, Koychay is Kegufay. That's Taka the Din of by Ritzicha. Again, that's not a powerful Raya, because Ritzicha could be more Chomer, as the Achorim point out. There's even a din that a person hires a hitman, so the guy who hires a hitman is chayiv b'dinei shemayim. Only gavrei tzicha. So gavrei tzicha, there are more chumras. All right, so that's not a raya brura. that koicha is should be kegufa. All right. And beidach, the point of the told this is very. Have to understand that as well, but we know clear. No. So hadru kushla dochta. The avalochalam mishmi Sinai in the context of without the avalochalam mishmi Sinai would have been chayiv. So avalochalam mishmi comes only liftor. He doesn't have the girsa chatsi nezik tzaris mamoina. He is chatsi nezik tzaris. No, so I didn't understand the machlekes of sumchas and chachamim. No, what would you say? How does Simchas come to Nezek Sholem? Chacham Chatzin Nezek? One possibility we could start is that it could be that Tosfos argues with the Rambam. He'll think Shira going. There's an Achleikus. So whether there was Simchas had a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim, Koiches Gufa, Mikiradin, Apisvara. The reason why that's strained is because Tosfos, the Maritz Chayus, points out that Tosfos in Yevamos does say that there should not be a machlekes and a lochel and moish b'sinai. That if one side says kachem b'kublani b'sinai, then that becomes an irrefutable argument. So Tosfos seems to say like that. So then you could say, well, they're different Balei Tosfos. Maybe our Tosfos is different than Balei. See, Enochanan, you could go down that road. You could say such a thing. All right. And that could be the Machlokes. That Simchas, he didn't have a Kabbalah and Chacham had a Kabbalah. They're very strange to say that. No. So assuming that Tosfos is in the same camp as the Rambam, because the Tosfos and Yevamos, so that means they both had to have Allah, they had to have some Misura Misina. No, so it will be the Machlokes though. How could you have a Misura Misina? What was the... They had to have some Misura Misina, but have two different understandings of the Misura Misina. But then...
Maybe they said
that
the Masorah was a lot more broad, like
Chayav
versus Pater or whatever, and then how much your
Chayav
is, like, if your
Chatzir
are full.
So just to take a step back, but without the Masorah Misinai, Tosfos says we would be Chayav Nezek Sholem. Right? So now it makes sense to say that there'll be now, that I have a Kabbalah Misinai, that Koichai, the Behemam, breaks the rules. And gets a pass, gets a ptur. Okay. But what's Simcha saying though? What's Simcha saying?
Did we say it was telling the cheat to serve Papa?
What was that? I'm sorry?
I remember we said that it was telling the cheat to serve Papa that Allah has his Shima.
No, yeah, then?
According to Simcha, who says Nezek Shalim takes the really, we're learning from Regel. Learning
to
from
Regal
and really,
Lab Bechazka Shimar
Kami, and therefore.
So, Lab Bechazka Shimar Kami means that. Nezek Sholem, good, yeah?
Yeah, and then they're
only arguing that. And they're only going to say that it really is Bechazka
Shimar Kami.
They're
not arguing whether
there
is reason
of
Halachal
Mesh Mesina. So, what was Sumchas Halachal Mesh Mesina? What would have happened without the halacha l'mesh Sinai? No, regular pays min aliyah. That the halacha l'mesh that Simchas hold is nezek sholem. But how would we? What would be the and that the halacha l'moshe Sinai
is chas rachmanah.
Tchas Rachmana on
Migufoy. The only thing
Migufoy,
usually pay an
aliyah,
but
Tchas Rachmana
that you pay.
Nezek Shalim, Ptur Mishus Rabim.
But only Migufoy.
And only Migufoy.
Torah capped it somehow. It's according to Rabbanan, you're still paying an aliyah. The Torah's Tchas Rachmana is that you pay Chatzin Nezek.
The Chatzin Nezek. All right. And what would back that up? Because Rav Papa, because that's Rav Papa's Shita. So that would be saying that the machlokes of Rav Papa and Rava is really the machlokes of Sumchas and Chachamim. So it's a little bit not difficult to say that Rav Papa would take the Das Yochid. Goes to the Mitzvah, so the Mitzvah is Lav Becheskas Shimur. If it's Lav Becheskas Shimur, according to Tosfos, without the Loch Lamesh Misina, we should pay everything. Yeah. That means the Mitzvah is Lav Becheskas Shimur. So now, the halacha of Moshe Mitzvah is that there's that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Megal. Right, Meikah Din is Mamayna. Halacha of Moshe Mitzvah, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu said that Meikoychoi so Chos Rachmana. Exactly how far we go with Chos Rachmana. Right, but so that would makes that difficult. Could be, is that that's a, that then the machleik is Rav Papa and that, so that couldn't be because Rav Papa holds chasinezek because it's told the same like Yitzivan. So it would mean that Sumchas holds there's only one kula migufoy, and the chachamim held there's another kula of chasinezek, and then. But Papa understood that to include also Chatzin Nezek Migufa, and Rava was Mesupa.
It's fair to split.
Is that Rav Papa
saying? No, that could be. Was that?
Rav Papa says that Tzaros has been Aliyah, though.
Right. No, wait 1 second. But Papa held. Gemara says that which was partial to Rav Papa, Rava was Mestapik. Rabba Pshita. The Rabba Mboyele. Amai Korela told him the regular Lashal Min Aliyah. Right, Beryl's right. According to Rav Papa, it's Lashal Min Aliyah. That's why Rav Papa held it was a Tolda. So then we would be very mechudish to mechudish this in Sumchas. No, what else can we say? Go ahead. So wouldn't it be possible to say that the way that we are explaining Chachamim according to Rashi could be what Sumchas hold according to Tosfos, right? Ezra Adomer. Both Sumchas and Chachamim had some halacha l'meishu Sinai, some chiddush. Perhaps Sumchas and Chachamim, their machlokes is what would I have said without the halacha l'meishu Sinai? Chachamim hold that without the Loch Lamesh Mi Sinai, so Koyche is Gegufay. So now my halacha l'mosh b'sinai must be teaching me, both of me constructing halacha l'mosh b'sinai. So it must be teaching me that chos rachmona, sumchus, maybe sumchus holds that al pi svara is lav kegufay dam. So the Allah l'mosh b'sinai is mechanish kechay kegufay nezek shalim. Perhaps the machlekes is one step further back. That what we are assuming Tosfos holds is a davar pasha, that's Tosfos al libid hachachamim. But Simchas may say that, like the Birka Shmuel develops, according to Rashi and Rambam, maybe that's Simchas according to Tosfos. Then the machlekes is, What is the context of the halacha l'mosh b'sinai? So, according to Tosfos, that gufa was the machlekes Chacham and Simchas. Simchas held that the chiddush is kechay gufa, no, but pays nezek shalim. And Chacham would say kechay kegufay, that is, that the svar chitzayna, that is the davar pasha. And so, if there's going to be halacha l'mosh b'sinai, it's going to be withdrawing the din of kechay kegufay. It's going to be paring it down. But that gufa could be the machlokes. And that would fit very well with the lashon of the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Bishlam is Sumchas Kosar Bekoche Kegufay Dami. Sumchas understands that the halacha l'moshe m'sinai was mechadish koche kegufay. Elo le Rabbanon, but according to Rabbanon, what was the halacha l'moshe m'sinai mechadish? If it was mechadish koche kegufay, as a kshalim. If the halacha l'mosh b'sinai was teaching me that koyche is lav kegufay, no, shouldn't pay anything at all. Hod Amar Rava, Sura says no. La'olam kegufay dami. That this la'olam meaning not the halacha l'mosh b'sinai, la'olam means at the beginning point. The svara is koyche kegufay. Chatzi nezek, that hilchos nagami rava. That's the chiddush. So it would fit very well into the lashon of the Gemara. What was Rava being mistaken? No, so Yaitzim, he calls that. In terms of the basis of Chassid Nezek Tzvairus, so last time we approached it from the Machlekes of Tosfos and Rashi, went a step back and approached it from a basic understanding of Machlekes in Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. We began with the Ha'or and the Maritz Chayas made, understanding the Shitas of Rambam, pointing out that in our case it would sound like Tosfos holds like the Rambam, because the Gemara in Yevamos, Maritz Chayas. We then said, given that, we're going to explain the Machlekes to be a Machlekes in Halacha L'mosh b'sinai, along the lines of the Brisker Rosh Malach in the Gemara in Yuma. Then we, following the Birka Shmuel, we pointed out the strength of saying that koichai is kegufai, so that's the example comes from Ritzicha. The strength of saying koichai is lav kegufai is because of the toldus of Rega. So given that we are suggesting that we understand that l'kulei alma there was some halacha l'mosh b'sinai, so we're now trying to understand what's the machlokes of Simchas Chacham. So we know that Tosfos holds that without Allah Lamesh Misinai, we would be Machayev. We know that Rashi holds that without Allah Lamesh Misinai, we'd be Patr. Tosfos would say, the Noshal of Arzmon hates, that's your model. Rashi would say, the Toldus is your model. We have a strange line in the Gemara, Vishlam Sumchas. What does Rava say? Hodar Amar Rava. So what I remembered, I didn't know before. I went back to the Beis HaMedrash. One day, if Rava was ignorant of the halacha which he learned, he wouldn't tell us a safek. That's an insignificant safek. So it must be that Rava was aware of halacha which we see now. So what's a safek? What's he saying? Bishlam. So, we explained now that according to Rashi, the Machlekes Sumchas Chachamim is exactly how we are magdir the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu was being Mekel in a Chiyuv that would have been there anyways. Other way around. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Machayiv, a chiyuv that would not have been there, Rukashmo was a chiyuv chadash, a mazik chadash. Rav Sovek is bishleim esumchas, that, like the Brisker Rav would say, the chiyuv is b'mkoyim the tzad hashome. So now it becomes takes its place in the regal. But according to Chachamim, v'manashach. So Hodam and Rav, no, there's no manashach over here. That's good for the Chiddush. It's a Mazik Chodesh. Because Shmuel's Ha'ara, that's why the Rambam will say, even a Meshunadike Chatzin Ha'aras is still Chayim. Because it's not fitting into a previously set of. That's the Sufik of Rambam back on Gilman Beis. And according to Tosfos, we're suggesting that Rava's Safek was also a Safek in Allah HaMishisina. But it comes out of the context of what should the din be of Koichi the Behema Mitam HaSvar without Allah HaMishisina. Alright? So tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, I don't think we'll spend time on Egla Meshaches Bikoron, Kamashmalan. Look at it carefully. There is a paragraph in the sheet about it, but I'd like to go on to the question of Dilma Boser Tover Manas Linen or Boser Me Ikros Linen, which is really a machoikis that goes beyond Tzroris, but a raya that we're bringing a. Our proof is going to be from Adam Mazik. So this is a principle. Whether Basa Mi'ikra, Basa Tvarmana, but we're approaching it from the context of Tzeres. Okay.